This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are free to call in and talk live here, kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you,
Melanie,
and Mike.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And we just finished up a story from Medium.com about some guys deciding that basically all libertarians are Nazis or something. You can go to our Telegram page and just go to telegram.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our Telegram group there, and you can see all the show prep that we put together. And we also put our clips in there, and you can share those, whatever you'd like to do. It's telegram.freetalklive.com. But, Melanie, you've got a very interesting story.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. It's happened in Alabama. This guy and his girlfriend, well, this guy got his girlfriend pregnant. He found out she got pregnant. She killed the kid, which was legal.
Okay, and I see. You're talking about an abortion. All right.
She committed feticide, which is apparently legal at that stage in Alabama.
See where you fall down on this issue. Go ahead.
And no, you don't. That's not the issue. And then, so now he is suing the news article actually said that the state of Alabama declared that he can sue the clinic. I don't think that's true. It might be in Alabama. I don't know what pre-filing procedures they have there. But all that happened is that he filed suit against the clinic, the abortion pill company, and three of the clinic doctors.
That's because they're the ones with the money.
So the abortion pill company, does this mean that he was given one of these, she was given one of these a day after?
The baby was, it says in the filing that the baby was 8 weeks old. My guess is that the baby was actually probably 6 weeks old, because they count pregnancy really weird and stupid, and I don't think that any of these people are smart enough to realize that.
Okay. So a pill can be given to make somebody...
At really, really early stages, yes.
So it's 6 weeks, yes, 8 weeks, no?
I don't know that at 8 weeks, no. I know that it's less effective the longer you go on.
Pretty clearly,
just
yeah.
On the fact that just because of the other things that are happening, they probably the clinic told her she was 8 weeks pregnant, which means that she was really 6 weeks pregnant.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of not relevant.
Fuzzy.
Because we've all get taught that a pregnancy is 9 months, but it's really 10 months, because it takes a month to actually detect the pregnancy.
Okay.
Well, it does if you count it the way that they're counting it now. They count pregnancy now from the first day of your last period, which is the one day you know for sure you are not pregnant. So they, on average, because people ovulate at different times, on average you're tacking on an additional 2 weeks, and then it takes about 2 weeks for the pregnancy test to work.
Okay. So, I'm beginning to understand a little more now. So this young man was not consulted, I presume, about his the imminent demise of his fetus here.
Well, so in the filing it says that he found out that she was pregnant, which implies to me that she did not tell him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she was sharing this
information. He tried to talk her out of it.
Okay. So I guess this comes down to these questions of sort of who owns the baby, as it were, right? The left would try to say something to the effect of it's her body and her choice, right? And
well, a fetus is not her body. It's not her genes. It's the DNA of the child is a completely different set of chromosomes than the mother.
Yeah, so nobody owns the baby, because the baby is a person and you can't own people, basically. So Planned Parenthood and Blackwater kill people every day. They murder both of them murder people every day. That doesn't mean that I get to sue them, because I'm not the victim there.
You don't have standing.
I don't. Well, legally it's because I don't have standing. Morally it's because, okay, so if Planned Parenthood kills a random kid, or if Blackwater kills a random kid across the world, why do I get a paycheck? That doesn't make any sense.
No. But if Blackwater kills your kid, You can sue them for that.
Yes, but I don't think that he has any... I don't think that he has any moral... Right. He definitely doesn't have any legal rights.
I don't think he has any moral rights.
Standing here.
He doesn't have legal rights because courts have ruled that... that a man gifts his sperm at the time of procreation to the woman, and he loses all rights to the use of it after that event of gifting.
And that's not how I would get to that conclusion, but that's if I was the arbitrator in Ancapistan, I would not give this guy any rights. So, first of all, there are no good guys here. The only good guy here is dead. Everyone still alive in this scenario.
The child you're referring to.
Is a bad guy because you have the woman who killed her kid, you have the guy who kind of allowed that situation to come about, you have the hitman, and then you have the hitman drug company.
Well, even the fact that you've admitted that the fetus was a good guy means the fetus was innocent. And so you've executed an innocent person without due process.
Right, but that doesn't mean that anybody... So, the thing is, he's an accomplice. So, yeah, so there's no good guys here.
Well, what's he an accomplice for?
The father's not an accomplice.
Yes, he is.
He did not consent to it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like
he's expressing his opposition to it. He's trying to fight against it.
He certainly could have waited for a better time to begin procreating with this woman who made the decision that
So how is that not negligent homicide? So if I have an infant,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And I bring them to a completely unvetted babysitter.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Here, but babysitters had a 23. Okay, so he either put a baby in someone who he knew or should have known would kill the baby because they either discussed it or they didn't. And if they discussed it and she said, yeah.
I do that,
then he's guilty of homicide.
I don't think that is an issue that gets discussed over beers at a pickup joint.
Or he didn't discuss it. And so according to... people who make stats on this, GutMatch, GUTTMACHER.org, which is a organization loosely affiliated with Planned Parenthood, about 23% of women will have an abortion. Some of those are more euthanasia lifeboat situations, but the overwhelming majority of abortions in the U.S. are what people think of as abortion, just
birth
kind
control.
Of convenience, birth control reasons.
Okay.
So if I know... or have easily access to the information that 23% of all babysitters are pedophiles, and I hire a babysitter at random and just give them a kid,
I am highly negligent. You're not saying that 23% of babysitters are pedophiles.
No, they are not, but 23% of women have abortions. This is not...
You're saying that he was negligent in the fact that he did not have a conversation, did not determine, did not determine in the positive that she would keep the baby. I can see that. I don't see that. I see him as a victim. Victims aren't always known as good guys.
He's not a victim because the baby is the victim. He's an accomplice.
He's not an accomplice.
He gave someone a baby who he did not properly vet as to whether they would kill the baby, knowing that they had absolute power to do
that. There's no legal obligation to do that sort of due diligence.
There's not a legal obligation
to
do that.
Let's take this call. I believe Jay would speak to you here. Jay in New Hampshire. I just pushed the wrong button. My fault. Call back in the next segment, Jay. Pardon me. My mistake. I do this all the time. So I guess what my question here is that these sound like a couple of yokels that done got themselves knocked up.
Which happens all the time, everywhere.
But you know what the risk of that is. As a woman, you know what the risk of that is. And as a man, you also know what the risk of that is. And if I'm going to talk negatively about single moms, I'm not going to give the dudes any rights.
I hear you.
To say that they're a victim.
Because
they're doing the same thing the women are doing.
And you certainly do talk negatively about single moms and the dudes that with whom single moms are made. But at the same time, as a sort of outside observer, why do I care? So you've got this person who's likely to have grown up poor and dependent on the state. And, whatever it is that they've done, chances are good they're not going to amount to much, statistically speaking.
The baby or the father?
The baby.
You don't have to care about a random murder, but if...
It's no crime to not amount to much.
Yeah, but why I agree that it's no crime to not amount to much, but, you know, I don't know. I think that this this argument gets a little in the weeds. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
And we're going to go straight away to Jay calling in from New Hampshire. I just hung up on Jay, sadly. Jay, are you there?
I'm from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Oh, where are you now?
Mike, I have an honorable, God-fearing friend at work for Blackwater and summarily executed the worst divorce of human beings.
I believe this is James in Arizona who is calling in.
Why should Mark and Melanie serve the same fate? And what would be wrong with it if they did?
James, I don't know exactly what the arrangement was. James, I'll let you ask your question in just a second. James.
Lying sack, James. Why would it be wrong to kill a preacher that lies?
James, I have a question for you. Yeah, I know that you've been banned by E!
You're
going to
pay
correct?
For lying about me on the public airwaves.
Hey.
I'm going to hurt your family. And
you're
going to
hurt my family?
Oh, we can't make threats.
I'm going to ruin your little kid's life. But in the meantime,
when you say you're going to hurt my family. Wait, James, I've got a question. When you say you're going to hurt my family, what do you mean?
You'll soon find out. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to talk about that. I asked Mike.
But you've been saying that you're going to hurt my family.
I asked you a question.
James, you've been saying that for 5 years.
Yeah, I've had enough of your crap. I've given you fair warning. You're going
to. What kind of fair warning? What do you want me to do with this fair warning?
And pay me. I'm going to ruin your life for all.
No. I really want to get into this, James.
Lie about me on the public airways.
James, I don't know what you're talking about. Lying about you on the public airways.
You say that word on the.
Oh, did he say a bad word?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like he got dumped. Yeah, I don't know what this guy's problem is. I really don't. Yeah, he's a lunatic, and he's threatening my family. And I really don't know what his problem is.
Yeah, because apparently FCC rules, you can call in and threaten kids, but you can't say the F word.
Right, that's funny. So. Right. So anyway, I gotta say that I find it all very disconcerting, but I don't know what to do about it.
Threatening kids is just a fourth term.
I mean. I've called the police in the town that I believe he lives in. They told me to take a long walk off a short bridge. They told me to call the police in my town. I called the police in my town. They said I can't do anything about it. He doesn't live here. What are we supposed to do about it? I honestly don't know what to do about this guy. He's upset about me lying about him in some manner or another, having something to do with.
But you know what you did.
Well, it's that funny. It's like, Ian looked up and saw how many DUIs he had and said that he had like 3 DUIs on the air. Now, I can only presume the internet is telling the truth and that he then says something else. Okay, fine. He gets to say that it's something else. What's the big deal? I mean, you got to say that you get your chance for a rebuttal, but it's a problem because we don't believe him, I guess. I mean, I don't know if I believe him or not. I don't really believe anything. I don't really care. I care that he's threatening me and my family, but that's about all I can do about it. And ladies and gentlemen, my statist audience that believes in government, when the cops tell me that they're not going to do anything about it, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to believe that these people protect and serve when I've got a guy right here, audio, all the evidence you need, is threatening my family? He said
felon,
he's going to hurt them.
And as a felon, you're limited in your ability to defend your family.
Right. The government limits my ability legally to defend myself, and then will not do anything in its stead. And then
and
you want me to believe.
As
this.
I said previously, the Supreme Court has ruled multiple times
yep.
that police departments are not legally responsible for protecting you, me, or any other individual.
And I'm just supposed to believe in this organization that it's here to protect me. That's what Guillermo, who called in a little earlier, said, that it's an organization here to protect you. It doesn't protect me. It hasn't stopped this lunatic from making threats. And I'm sure his driver's license hasn't been taken away. He's just able to drive from wherever he is to here and, blow holes in
it's
me and my
thing
family.
You're your own employer, so he can't call your boss and complain about you.
I'm sure he would do that. I bet he's called every advertiser we have. I'll bet he's called, I bet he's called government agencies on us. I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about when he says he's making his threats, but I don't know. I mean, hurt is this kind of slippery term. Now,
well, he's what I would call butthurt.
Yeah, he's just a crazy person is what he is. So, going on with this story, Melanie, it's apparently this redneck couple, one of them decided to, I'm just saying that because they're in Alabama, I don't have any idea who these people are, but the young lady decided to get an abortion, and the young man apparently is not happy about that and suing the...
Yeah, so he's right, I just don't think he has standing. I don't think he has standing legally, and I don't think he has standing morally. I don't know how he... So the clinic has until April 1st to reply, so this case hasn't actually been decided yet.
Although there is a, there are states right now that are passing some new abortion legislation that are that will give men the ability to exercise those sort of rights to defend their fatherhood rights over a unborn fetus against being aborted against their will, as well as other things like, you know, you can't abort something with a heartbeat, things like that.
That's not going to withstand Supreme Court.
It, that would be interesting to see what happens with that.
I would think that if men could just say, I don't want anything to do with that kid, and then not have to pay, which
right.
I've seen people in that situation. I don't know how it works legally. I've never been.
You can actually, if you do it up front, you can sign away your rights, and then that also signs away.
The state will always negate those when they want to. When the mother winds up applying for any kind of welfare, it doesn't matter if you have a she has a contract with the father that even that was adjudicated by a judge or between lawyers and so forth, the state will always negate those agreements in order to collect from the father to compensate for the welfare the mother is being paid by the state.
Okay, okay, so that okay, so then I might be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know how these things
but
work.
Yeah, so I would be in, so for almost practical reasons more than moral reasons, I would be in favor of that. So, but so legally, I don't know how he has standing because I don't know how he's going to prove fatherhood. I don't think that the clinic
kept
DNA
sample.
Tested the kid. So
that's
legally, he's not married to her. There's no presumed paternity for non-married couples. He's just some guy. He has no more legal relationship to this kid than I do.
He has a genetic relationship, which...
That he can't prove.
Right. Yeah, a presumed...
And technically, he doesn't know that. And just because you're banging some chick for 2 years doesn't mean the kid's yours.
Is that the evidence? Is that true,
well,
or just...
He could subpoena...
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's the father, but...
He could subpoena the, quote, waste material and have it DNA tested.
Well, no, he can't because she took the abortion pill.
And
he's going to subpoena the sewer waste company. I mean...
He's out of the toilet.
Literally. The clinic doesn't have the body, and they never did.
Yeah, he's out of luck on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I used to care deeply about this issue. I used to be, first I was pro-choice because I was young and single and didn't want responsibility for my actions. Then I had a child. I saw that how important they were and what a valuable and precious thing it was. So then I'm pro-life and now I've become pro, I just don't care about you people and your problems because the vast majority of people that are getting aborted, human beings that are being aborted, are human beings that would have likely, they would have been born in the lowest quintile or the second lowest quintile.
I like to say that the saving grace of having abortion is that it's kept 70 million voting Democrats off the voter rolls.
There you go. and that's the thing is it looks a lot like a genocide. It looks like a leftist genocide in more cases than not. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, Twitter not commenting on the case. To the Midwest now, where there's a deadly flood emergency. At least 3 people killed in Nebraska and in Iowa. One man, 50 years old, trying to rescue people stranded in their cars, killed. An 80-year-old woman killed as floodwater fills her house. More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the, well, this live edition. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the air. We've got phone lines are open for you at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call the Discord lines. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. And you can download the app there and call in that way. Sounds a little better. Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, well, yeah, and what you're just talking about, if I could do everything over again kind of thing, what advice would I give to the younger me? But, first of all, this government we have is absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt. Gotta go. I mean, there's been plenty of sucky times to be a human being, and, there are some exceptions, but I would say that now is one of the suckiest times to be alive on this planet.
I'd say the technology that we have makes it pretty good.
Yeah,
but
the technology is the one saving grace that's empowering individuals and will be the way that we are able to escape the...
But the government gets to use technology, too.
Sure, but in my opinion... Technology tends to empower individuals more than it does groups, because
I hope that's true.
It does. Technology does do that. And remember that I didn't call about the technology. I called to make a different point. But since you went off on the technology thing, the technology does make things better. But at the same time that it's making things, some things better, it's making a whole lot of things worse. And remember this. I'll only repeat something I heard somebody else say, that 1,000 years ago, when the king could come and chop your head off anytime he wanted to, if he wanted to, usually he couldn't find you. usually you were somewhere, you know, 20, 50 miles, 100 miles away from him, you know, doing, living your life, and the king and his court were too busy to have anything to do with you other than to send the tax collector around once every how often. And other than that, you were not bothered by the king or the government whatsoever. So, and there's a lot to be said for that. But what I did call about is that, if I could do everything over again, having wasted a decade of my life fighting for my kids that were, wrongly, separated from me, if I could do it all over again, my advice to men would be, notwithstanding, whatever, attachments of the heart you gain along the way, but as a plan, I wouldn't invest time and money going to get an education unless I had some burning desire. I wouldn't waste any time or money investing in property that has a good value to it. I wouldn't pursue any of those things. What I would do, most men enjoy doing something, whether it's running rivers or whatever. And you can, my recommendation to me, and other people could follow it also, is just to go do something to get the minimum amount of money you need to live, doing something that you enjoy so that every day is playing. There is no work. It's all playing and you're making a minimum wage. And then when you go out to the bar at night and you meet some chick and you end up sleeping together and somebody gets pregnant, then, the most you're at risk for is one third of the minimum wage income that you're receiving doing something you consider to be playing. And that way you're safe in court, because when you get dragged into court, you're already working a full-time job. You're making a lawful minimum wage. If that's what your career is, that's all you've ever done. You didn't intentionally leave your high-paying job on Wall Street to go get a minimum wage job in order to be in contempt of court, so nobody can order you to go back to your $100,000 a year profession. And that would be what my recommendation would be. And I got nothing, and I still think kids are great. And if by chance you gain some children along the way, cause the bottom line is if when most men I know, and the way I feel about it, when the kid is in my life, on a regular basis, I take care of the kid. The kid gets fed and sheltered and clothed and entertained and educated and all that stuff. But when the government gets involved in it and just makes the man an ATM, and yes, I know that it's reversed in many cases, especially, nowadays. But when you become just an ATM and you're not physically in the presence of the child, that's not a relationship, and that's not what children are for, and that's not what men were meant to be used for.
I agree with you, David. It's so difficult out there when, the court will say you've got to pay, but you can't see the kid. And I've heard a lot of stories like this. It's never happened to me, but I can tell you my dad was really outraged by the whole what the court had to say. Thank you for the call, David. What they made him pay and all these things. I mean, in retrospect, I think he could have done some things differently. Should you not pursue a career? Well, I think if pursuing a career makes you happy, you should. But I think David makes a good argument that playing and having a good time in your youth is not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's personal.
I think that losing a third of a minimum wage can make your life suck a hell of a lot more than giving up a third of $100,000.
But you could always work harder and make more money than that minimum wage at that point if you needed more money. And if you're making minimum wage, you're likely not living out of the home anyway.
I don't think child support should exist. I think it's a horrible idea. Because then maybe it would incentivize women to, not get knocked up at bars by strangers. But I kind of don't really have any sympathy for somebody whose life plan is, I'm going to go, sleep with women at bars without condoms, and, oh no, that cost me money. Like, well, if I have to pay welfare for your kid, I'm not particularly sympathetic to the fact that you have to pay child support for your kid.
Let's go to the phones. Tom, calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
They say truth is treason in the empire of lies.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I think it probably would be. If there was an empire of lies, truth would be treason, right?
Well, in the 116th Congress, first session, House Resolution 241, quote, condemning the anti-Semitic comments of Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, unquote. This is not the one that got passed on March 7th. Okay, this is one that was being proposed by some Republicans who are all bent out of shape. That the one that got passed didn't go far enough. And check this out, the front page, one of the lines, whereas in 2018, Representative Omar posted, quote, drawing attention to the apartheid Israeli regime is far from hating Jews, unquote. Okay, that's one of the quotes that they're
well, accusing Israel of engaging in apartheid is a falsehood, so it's false propaganda, so that is anti-Israel.
I don't know what apartheid means.
It's keeping ethnic groups apart within a single nation. And there is no apartheid in the state of Israel because 20% of the state of Israel is made up of Arabs who are a mix of Muslims and Christians, and the Muslims and Christian Arab Israelis have full civil rights. They can own property. They have jobs. They can participate. They can vote. They can participate in government. They join the Israeli military. They have full civil rights in Israeli society. So this whole apartheid regime crap is about the conflict between the Palestinians who are not in the state of Israel and the government of Israel.
Now, what's going on, though? That is not an anti-Semitic comment, though. It is an anti-Israeli government regime comment.
And well, it based upon the idea that the Israeli government is a Zionist government, and Zionism is nothing but saying that Jews, like every other ethnic group, have a right to live safely in some land as their homeland, someplace on earth.
I don't know. I mean, what ethnic part am I? I don't know that I think that. Here's what I think. I think that if the United States, FDR, had not been a racist bigot and had accepted in the ship of the damned, the USS Amsterdam, I believe is what it's called. USS? Anyway, the Amsterdam.
St. Louis. And by the
St. Louis. I'm sorry. Thank you. If he had accepted them in and then sent out the welcome to any Jews in Poland Germany and Russia and wherever want to come here to the United States, we got a place for you. You just got to work hard and make a better life for yourselves, that the United States would be so much better off with this ethnic group.
That's not that they were saying not to come, because a lot of Jews did come.
Well, let me point out here that, and when you're talking about that, suffer is a better verb than
allow. Hold the line, Tom. Hold the line.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Final segment here. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Got Tom in New Hampshire here on the lines. He's, I guess this is sort of an issue about that that representative from Minnesota, Omar is her name.
Ilhan Omar. Yeah,
yeah. And sort of the issues there between Israel and, you know, what's the difference between Israel and the Jews and what's the anti-Semitic and all that other stuff. So let's bring Tom back. Tom, you were trying to make a point there that I kind of cut you off on.
Drawing attention to the apartheid Israeli regime. It might not be an apartheid regime, but even so, she's saying that it's far from hating Jews, and it's not hating Jews. It's hating the bureaucrats that run the Israeli regime, and the word "suffer" is a more accurate word when you're talking about these people who wanted to escape from Hitler, because suffer means you simply respect a negative right to migrate into the United States without getting stopped by them. Simply don't stop them from getting, whereas allow them or permit them sounds more like you're giving them a positive right, like here's special permission, like if you're giving them a place to stay. You're letting them stay at your house. That's
I agree with you, but the
right.
Term suffer is so archaic at this point that people don't even understand it. I mean, the only time they've ever heard it used is Jesus saying, suffer the little children.
Well, there's suffrage. Okay, so for instance, sure. Women's suffrage was to give them the vote, but if you did a poll today and said that when we need to stop women's suffrage, half the women out there would say, I agree, we need we need to stop women from suffering.
You're so generous, Mike. I mean, people really don't know what...
I give people the benefit of the doubt.
The depths of your generosity, they really don't understand.
Yeah, well,
so, Tom, what's the solution here?
Like you said, it's a negative right, the right to... Not to be stopped when you do something is a negative right to do that thing, as opposed to a positive right, like let's give them special permission, like a license to move to the United States, as if you were giving them a place, an apartment to live in, too, and let them stay at your house, or give them a positive right to pitch their tent on your land, when you're simply leaving them alone when they want to exercise their unalienable right to migrate into the United States, which is that would have been the solution, and it is. There's about 9 million residents of Israel. It's a chunk of real estate, all about the size of New Jersey, which also has about 9 million people, easily absorbed into the 300 and something million people that already live in the United States. Simply, it's not the job of the United States bureaucrats to protect a chunk of real estate out in the Middle East just because their scripture says that it belongs to them. If they want to move to the United States, fine. Suffer them to move to the United States.
Why can't Jews move to the Middle East? What's so wrong with them
doing it? But it's not, they can do that, but it's not the job of the United States to defend the state of Israel. It's the job of the Israelis, and if they are unable to do so, then...
I'm not aware of any time when the U.S. has sent any troops to Israel to help defend Israel.
Don't they give money and weapons?
Oh, yeah,
There's military aid, absolutely. There's military aid, which is the Israelis spend on American military weapon systems.
Right, so it's corporate welfare.
So it's corporate welfare for American industry.
Paid for by people who are members of AIPAC, in the sense that...
yes, the AIPAC, the Jews in America who pay large amounts of taxes because they are so wealthy that they can afford to donate to fund AIPAC's lobbying, they are having AIPAC lobby to have their tax money given to the Jews in Israel, the Israelis, to support Israel. So, do they have as much right as anybody else to lobby to have their taxes spent how they want it?
I once saw, on Geography Now, I saw that this is a YouTube channel out there, and this kid did a great job when he did the explanation of Israel, because here was a guy who walked in having no opinion, and studied and looked and, did everything. He does a very good job on every country that he does, and it just came to the eyes, and here's Israel, and time to, do this Israel thing. And he parsed this intractable issue out in such a way that basically, like going back and forth and, this was our land and this now, then you did this. And ultimately the question I think, that's asked is that, at the end was the Jews would be asking, well, if you guys were in charge in Palestine, how would we be doing? And, the answer probably is not very well, right? Like if the Palestinians got to take over the state of Israel, the Jews probably wouldn't do very well.
They'd be dead or there'd be very few left alive.
Now, there are some Palestinian Jews, but it's illegal for Palestinians, not illegal, but they'll be killed if they, sanctions will be put on them.
It used to be a death penalty for a Palestinian to sell land to a Jew, whether they're a Palestinian Jew or an Israeli Jew.
Right, but now
they've reduced it to a life sentence.
Right, very generous.
Now, so that's not very libertarian of the Palestinian Authority to have that sort of a law. And I would bet that if
two socialist organizations fighting amongst each other.
Right.
Very socialist organizations. Leftist Jews with leftist Palestinians. I mean, these people are like sworn socialists.
Well, I happen to know, I think you know him, was Yaakov Markel, who's a libertarian Palestinian Jew.
Yes, and he's very good at explaining this issue. And one thing I found is interesting is that many Palestinians will say, well, my family lived on this land for generations. What they don't say is, we have a deed for this land, because they don't have
back centuries.
Right. In many cases, they were renters, though. And the people that, that owned the land or whatever were from other locations, those locations being the locations that waged war on Israel. So many times these settlers who are living in land that is dubious, no doubt, it's just an intractable issue.
At the time of the Israeli War of Independence, a large part of the Palestinian population were migrants from Egypt, from Iraq, who had come in for jobs that were created either by British investors or, ironically, by Jewish investors creating jobs. And they lived in towns that, and in homes that were real estate that was largely owned by Lebanese real estate tycoons.
Right, and Lebanon was part of the Seven Days War, which Israel won, so one could argue that the landowners from Lebanon lost their land to the Jews.
Actually,
if one wanted to make that argument.
And the thing is that when Israel was established, they actually created laws to compensate people who had been that who could not return, who owned land that had been taken. And so over the decades, most of those people have had their land paid for. What tends to happen is that the people who lose their homes, particularly these days, are people who have squatted on land they didn't have a deed to. They built the home from whatever stuff they could cobble together.
Tin.
Or you know, however they got a hold of it.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
They built the home without any kind of, quote, permits from either the government of Israel or from the Palestinian Authority. And so someone comes along and buys the actual deed and wants to build
right.
something.
So then you get a squatter who's getting kicked off their land, which I'm sure feels
automatically
bad.
Israel's fault.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that there's a real mess with the whole creation of the Israeli state.
Oh, yes.
And if the United States had just welcomed Jews in 1939, that we wouldn't have had so many problems. I mean, the land of the free, welcome, you know, come your poor, oh, sure. your, all that stuff. And this is, in many ways, the creation of the West getting involved in what's going on over there. I don't know what Israel should do today, except I have no problem with a person using firearms to protect their home and their family.
And what I find really fascinating over there is how the Israelis have used technology to try to minimize the impact of their defenses. So, for instance, when they engage in air assaults in Gaza, they have automated systems that call up every cell phone that's tracked in the area where they're going to have an air raid, and they warn everybody that an air raid is coming and that you should leave that area. Now, people who actually want to avoid that tend to get out of the area. People
That's
that
what the U.S.
want,
did in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, too.
Palestinians that want to be human shields voluntarily or want human or Hamas members that want human shields will force people to be human shields, and they'll force them into the area where the attack is coming. So it's counterproductive there, but Israel is not responsible for the consequences of that because they're doing the best that they can do to minimize those losses. They're also building things like Iron Dome to minimize the impact of
it. Iron Dome's a completely defensive thing by the sounds of it, and I don't have a problem with that. I would say this. If they could just give these people some amount of money, some country would take them because, well, they'd want the money, and then they'd be out of their hair. Just give them money and get them to leave. That would be my guess. And that's one of the solutions that they've come up with. But, you know, we'll see. It's been Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.